Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program on the Ides of March. 'Tis the 15th et tu, Brute, amongst other things. An important quote from Roman Emperor Julius Caesar, who was famously unlucky on this date in March of 1944. About this time in the day, somebody stuck something in his back. And it wasn't a scratcher. It was a little something that was more serious than that. So anyway, there are a lot of superstitions around what the Ides of March are all about. Is this a full moon? What do we have today? I can't see anything because it's cloudy and snowy here, but there's probably some of that. You know what we should do is talk to Maria. Maria, who is our astrologer, Maria Trilogy, about the significance of this date and why it is there's a mystique about this. Shakespeare wrote about Julius Caesar, and I think that's where Et tu, Brute actually came from, right?
Yeah. Apparently it's a myth that Caesar he never uttered those words. He was a trained soldier, and he fought until his dying breath.
Until his dying breath, which came with something stuck in his back, I believe, at one point in time or another. Okay, and Brutus, who was Caesar's best friend, there is a lot of talk, and that's what it is. Talk is cheap, except here on this program where it can be expensive. The idea that he was responsible, set up Caesar with Decimus and some of the other members. Et tu, Brute, by the way, in Latin means, you too, Brutus? Really? Isn't there a famous John Belushi sketch? Seems to me, where he played Caesar, and he had so many great roles, but it was one of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so anyway, there's another myth about what happened. The emperor was, as you said, trained. So he wouldn't have put himself into a position to be killed by assassins. But anyway, so what else has happened on this date? 1939, the Germans, those SOBs, occupied Czechoslovakia. So because I said the Germans, should I have said the Nazis? Because if I say Germany or the Germans, like saying it was the Chinese flu, I get into trouble with that. Is that a problem because I said it was the Germans? They were Germans. There weren't any Russians involved in that, right? Germany went into Czechoslovakia, and that was kind of the beginning of World War II, as far as that.
Nazi troops attacked.
Right. And then what about Homer the Great on The Simpsons, right? He referenced the idea of the Ides of March, too. I have never once, ever watched that program.
You are not missing anything. You are not missing out.
No,
it's
okay.
Not my cup of tea, but, I mean, it has the staying power that how long has it been on now? People love it.
Oh, yeah. It's been around for a long time. It's been many, many years that it's been there. Anyway, okay. So that's the history of March 15th, and here we are. What sort of historical significance can we a tribute to March the 15th, 2023. Time will tell, as it were. You'll make note of the fact that Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are here live. There's no AI, no artificially intelligent or artificially dumb disc jockeys who are now populating a lot of the music radio stations because it's cheap there to pay the people on the air. That's one of the reasons. Although, according to some of the stats, there are 49 million people every day listening to AM radios, and so many of the stations that carry this program and other conversation programs are AM stations. But as far as the car manufacturers are concerned, like the elitist, arrogant people who are making electric cars, I guess probably Tesla is the best example of that. You won't be able to find an AM radio in your car. As a matter of fact, you have a hard time finding them now if you have a Toyota. I rented a Toyota a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't find the AM radio. And so they're off my list. Scratch them off the list. Let's get rid of them. Let's do. We want to have a sports beat. Let's do the sports beat. I could be Biff. Either you or I can be Biff. I used to have Jennifer be Biff, the sports reporter. Looks like the Philadelphia Eagles, their captain Jason, is it Kelsey? Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's how a lot of people say it, but the brothers have come out and said that their last name is actually pronounced Kels, even though Kels. Everybody still says Kelsey.
So the E is silent. All right. Well, anyway, apparently he's returning to the team. 13 seasons, the Super Bowl went down the skids for the Philadelphia Eagles, but apparently this guy is highly thought of. He's not the equivalent, though, of Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady is definitely unique in and of himself. But, yeah, Jason Kelce signed a one-year deal. He's like, hey, I'm going to keep going.
How much is he getting? What's he get for a one-year deal like that? It was $30 million for Brady. He's not worth that kind of dough, is he, this guy?
I don't think anybody is worth what Brady was getting.
Mm-hmm. And he may come back. There's still a lot of talk in Boston about Brady having one more season, and the Patriots say they'd cough up anything now to have him come do another season. He doesn't have to worry about his wife anymore. He's been hanging around with some other
It will be interesting to see if he comes back or not. It seems like it's wishful thinking on other people's part.
Oh, of course.
I don't know. He may actually be done this time.
Yeah, you think so? Well, he just signed a $380 million deal with Fox to do commentary for the football season. Not a bad gig. Hard to do that if you're still playing, but I'm sure they'd allow him to push it off for a year or so, right?
Yeah, or even if he just played for one game, then he officially retire as Pat.
Right. Okay. Also in the sports department today, former NBA great Sean Kemp has been arrested on felony drive-by shooting charges. This guy must be one great human being. Former player for the Seattle Supersonics, arrested for his involvement in a drive-by. The incident occurred when officers from the Tacoma Police Department responded to reports of shots being fired in the parking lot of the Tacoma Mall. It's out in Washington State, for those of you who don't know where Tacoma is. The officers determined an altercation had taken place between a couple of people and a couple of vehicles. One of the drivers fired off several rounds. That's how you always settle things, right? Get out your gun and shoot somebody that you're having a disagreement with.
Well, and that's the allegations, whether or not it was Kemp who fired. And there's also some updates that it may have been in self-defense.
Really?
So, of course, this is definitely going to have to go to court and let the attorneys do their thing.
Yeah, but could that be something that is coming from people that are trying to protect his image? I don't know the guy. I don't know much about him. He was nicknamed Rain Man. I do remember that. Played for 14 seasons in the NBA. Played for a number of different. He was in Cleveland for a while, right? Do you remember?
Yeah,
him?
Yeah. Apparently, this whole altercation was over a stolen iPhone.
Oh, good. Yeah,
his vehicle had been broken into, and he tracked a stolen iPhone to a different occupied vehicle in a parking lot. And
whoever stole the phone is pretty stupid because everybody's got. I even have it. There's nothing sophisticated about my knowledge about phones, but I could find a phone if it was stolen or lost because of my iPad has the iPhone in it. I think that's almost automatic, isn't it?
Yeah, anymore. And so it's one of those things of, did he even fire the weapon? And B, if he did, the allegations against it are that it was self-defense and stuff. But police are also using this as a story of a reminder. If you have stolen property, don't try to retrieve it yourself. Mm-hmm. It can be completely dangerous. Let authorities take care of it.
Yep. Okay, let's see. Here's another sports story about an 80-year-old woman who does a 5K every day. She's done 1,000 5K races every day since the beginning of the pandemic. Wow. She was determined not to let her guard down, if you will, or let her health down. Maydeen Erb is her name. Through all of these lockdowns, decided, okay, I'm going to run every day. She said, quote, I don't know. So who said this? The guy that she, her daughter, husband said, I don't know how she does this every day. How do you do this at that age? Well, you do it because you're determined to do it. You're determined because you want to do it. You're determined to do it because you can do it. And what a great inspiration, right? At 80, she said, I don't hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what your back, your shoulders,
your knees,
your ankles, your hips all feel. This is a great example for her grandchildren, for example. She's often run and walked with her friends, and so no more walks unless it's a 5K. So what an inspiration. Good for her. Maydeen Erb. Walking, running, fast walking. How much walking do you do?
In
the course of a day.
In the course of, I have no idea. I should start wearing my Apple Watch that counts the steps. But it is a lot of walking. I'm on my feet pretty much most of the day, chasing after my toddler.
Yeah, that's good.
And when the weather is nice, we like actually go on walks.
I have one of those training watches. I've had it for a year. Dr. Ken gave it to me last year when I had my physical with him, and I'm going down there this weekend for my annual physical, my cardiological exam, and I have this watch, which you'll be surprised to hear this, I never really quite made it work in concert with my phone. There was supposed to be an app that I put on it that would monitor how many steps I took, what my heartbeat was, you know, all the stuff that happens.
Yeah.
With one of those watches, but we never made it work right. So this, I'm determined, as that lady was, to do a 5K every day. I'm determined to get my watch, because I had the first, when I watched it, I think there were 14,000 steps in a day. Does that sound right? Is my memory right about that? Could it be that I walked that far?
Yeah, I think a lot of people use the 10,000 as the goal.
Wow, okay, maybe I did do that. All right, well, here we have the good day situation here at 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour here on the 15th of March. Chuck Stephan, middle of the month. That means we're halfway through March, the third month of the year. We are a week away from the first day of spring, first full day of spring. That'll be kind of cool, right? Be back in the saddle again. Yes, right. I was about to say something that could have been interpreted as crude, so I decided not to say it as it was about to come out of my mouth. About
good
Lindsay
for you.
Lohan. Yeah, right, exactly. But having said all the things I've said, you can probably figure out what it was that I was going to say. Lindsay Lohan, a well-known actress. Her husband is a fellow named Bader Seamus, and they've got big news. How about that? Listen, you 2 and 2 is still 4, right? Big news, husband and wife, yada, yada, yada. We'll tell you what the official story is right after this.
It's that time of year. College basketball's big tournament is here. Yes, the madness is upon us. Make your March a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online at mybookie.website/USA Radio and use promo code USA Radio to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. And if you're the type of person who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at a life-changing amount of money. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win, like MyBookie. Remember, visit MyBookie online at mybookie.website/USA Radio and use promo code USA Radio to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code USA Radio for a bonus of up to a cool grand. Again, visit mybookie.website/USA Radio. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
I forgot that she was a singer of sorts, right?
Of sorts.
Well, not much of a singer, but she had that rap along with others.
Yeah.
Wasn't this from the Mean Girls, that song?
No. This is just a different song that she did totally on her own. But, yeah, she really came to fame playing the twins in the remake of The Parent Trap.
No.
And then
wasn't she one of the bad girls? She and Who's the other one? Doherty? Was Shannon Doherty? Wasn't that one? The two of them are often confused or not? Is that just me?
Not to my knowledge. No. But maybe she, this was definitely during like a time in the early aughts when the paparazzi were just chasing people, and it was like people cheered on the downfall of celebrities, and a lot of the wonderful, like, quote unquote party girls were getting into trouble, and it just made really great gossip and fodder for the rag mags and all of that.
But is that like the same thing that happened to Paris Hilton when she was a teenager who chased around? I'll have that story later on. Anyway. So there's a blessed, exciting story. The news is that they are pregnant. She's got the baby, but isn't that the modern way of referring to it? They are pregnant?
Teach their own. A lot of people say it that way. Some people find offense in that. It's one of those, like, it just depends on the person themselves.
Yeah. So this guy, she loves this guy.
Baby on the way. Well, yeah, baby. I hope so. It's her husband. They just got married in the summer.
Yeah, but
yeah, July 2022.
Would you do the math? It would be they're having the baby just about 9 months after they got married, so they must have waited,
sweet
right?
Little honeymoon baby.
Oh yes, right.
She seems like she had a rough go of it for a while, and now she's kind of coming back. She has a resurgence for her acting career. She's been doing great things with her development stuff of nightclubs and beach clubs and all of that that she has in Greece. Good for her.
There's a Christmas movie out last year. I remember seeing the promotion, but I didn't see the movie. But anyway, so here she is. When is the baby actually due? Pretty soon, I think, isn't it?
I believe in the spring.
Yeah, okay. 9 months to the day. No doubt about it, right? Good. All right, so that's nice. People should be happy, and they seem to be happy, so good for them. We need more happy people in the world, that's for sure. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Once again, our visitation from Elizabeth Miller to talk about how you can lose weight. How long have you worked at Calitrin?
10 years, I think. Maybe a little bit longer. It's a good company. It's a family-owned, operated, you know, in the United States. So, yes, sir, I love it. And I'm really into health stuff anyways. I do worry about what I put in my body. And with this product, I get to help people lose weight with a product that is safe. You know, Calitrin is collagen protein. I know we talk about that all the time. Not only is it repairing the joints, rebuilding lean muscle tissue, revving up your metabolism, it is also stimulating your body to manufacture its own collagen protein.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three, that's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors are reporting former Georgia Sheriff Victor Hill of Clayton County, south of Atlanta, has been convicted of ordering inmates to be held in chair restraints for hours without legal cause. He was sentenced to more than a year in prison. Hill's attorney, Drew Fingling.
You don't see the Department of Justice prosecuting and investigating its own people, just going after what we call the shiny object.
A SpaceX Cargo Dragon spacecraft packed with nearly 6,300 pounds of fresh food, hardware, and experiments for the International Space Station successfully lifted off last night from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida for a month-long trip. A Russian warplane struck a U.S. MQ-9 Reaper surveillance drone over the Black Sea yesterday, causing it to crash in international waters. Congressman Michael Waltz.
But if our adversaries don't believe we have the political will to use it, then they're going to take advantage of us. And right now they're on the march.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Wednesday, March the 15th, at 34, almost 35 after this hour, to answer the questions that come from people who are listening all around the country or all around the world. The reason I don't say that it's 34 after 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 5 or 4 or 3 or whatever it is because we are here, there, and everywhere. And so it may be where I am, and Jay is, that it's 34, now 35 after 6, but It's if you're in out in the Midwest, it's 34 past 5. If you're in the Rocky Mountain states, 34 past 4. If you're on the West Coast, it's 34 past 3. If you're in Hawaii, it's 34 past 1. You get the drift. If you're on Guam, it's 34 past 8 in the evening. So, hi. All right, here's a story. I guess this would be considered good news. A police officer in Oklahoma City is in the hospital fighting for his life. He was critically injured in a really weird accident. Deputy Jeremy McCain was leaving school in his patrol car when he collided with a security gate, which entered the vehicle and pinned him inside, ran into it. The patrol car was traveling less than 10 miles an hour as he attempted to pull out into the traffic. He's a single father, suffered severe crushing injuries as a result of the accident, and he died. And then he was alive. And then he died. And then he was revived. And then he died. Third time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, the first was at the scene of the crash. The second time he died and was revived at the emergency room. The third time while in surgery.
Mm-hmm. So he's alive now, but not kicking, right? Or is he dead? Did he die? Is he
dead alive. Now? He's alive. And it's truly a miracle.
Yeah, it is. Wow. People who were watching what happened began to help him right away. There were two medical professionals who were able to react quickly to give him a fighting chance. But imagine, think about this, if it happened to somebody that you knew, there were photos that were shared of him with his 7-year-old son, the fact that this thing happened the way it is really strange. Frankly.
Yeah, and the good news is that he is stable. He is stable. His critical condition still is what's considered. His injuries are a broken neck and probably some brain damage from everything that's been going on, but it's not clear if he actually has sustained any significant brain damage, but definitely broken neck.
So there was a GoFundMe page that was started to support his life and what's going on with his family. He's a single, as I said, single parent. $60,000 has been raised so far. So how do you find a GoFundMe page? Just go to GoFundMe.com and then put in a name, GoFundMe.
Yeah, there's a search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right, so search for this guy's name. Jeremy McCain is his name, all right? There you go, something that'll help you feel better about yourself. How many people are feeling better today than they did yesterday as a result of the banking situation? You know, this is one of those things, as they crow, the people supposedly in charge, starting with the president, crow about, well, we've saved the world. Well, it was really you, not necessarily Biden or the administration, but the Fed, who are the cause of the problem. And so you look at some of these dopey people who are our leaders, and whether or not they pay attention to the rising interest rate, or let me put it another way, the impact of the rates going up the way they have, first of all, it throttled the economy, slowed things down to a point, production of fuel, and the policies, you know, that I'm just looking at a whole bunch of things, kind of like the perfect storm, as was the situation in late 2008, 2009 with the banking situation. So is this fixed now? Do you believe what Joe Biden said yesterday and the day before about the situation, how it's been taken care of? I think a lot of people are breathing easier because there has been a lot of money thrown into these banks by the Fed. It's not taxpayer money. It's money that they collect as fees from the banks that belong. It's insurance money, basically. But the way they're running this, they basically caused the problem. The policies are not smart. And so, I don't know, I remember when Reagan referred to it as trickle-down economics. Well, you don't remember that because you weren't much around then. But in the 80s, there was a new phrase that was formed called trickle-down economics. So is this trickle-down insanity when you look at the combination of things pushing people to buy electric cars, pushing people to do things that maybe they want? And that's not just, that's just one of many things that seem to be at this point in time not that smart. The trigger is pretty simple. Attacking the USA and the way we run our business now. Okay? Give it a while. You want to, yeah, we get that you want fossil fuels to be gone. We get that you want to protect the atmosphere. But pushing this has, this is really not smart. So, anyway, the Silicon Valley Bank, this is the other thing that is fairly interesting. I was watching a couple of things on Bloomberg last night where people who were running these big banks, there was a PBS special on this too last night, what was going on in the banks and who's responsible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Silicon Valley Bank held a lot of its asset in treasury bonds. And when the Fed Reserve raised their interest rates, the value of the bonds, which are normally pretty safe, went down because the interest rate that they were paying, as the interest went up, the bank and other banks had to pay more to get money into the bank. So the existing bonds, hopefully this is clear. Tell me if I'm not making sense here, Jay, will you? The existing bonds didn't have really any value because there are interest rates on the newer bonds that were making them more attractive. So this bank couldn't sell their bonds to make good when customers came in to get their money. Panic settled in. The bank was flooded because people were withdrawing their funds. How this happened, and this is always the thing that amazes me about this stuff, in a 72-hour period, where did this information come from in the first place? Right? I don't remember where I first heard it. All I heard was the bank's going bust. But somebody must have known about it 3 days ahead of time because that's how long the process took for the Fed to step in, or the government to step in. I'm looking at the Washington Post examination of this morning. Not the Washington Times, but the Washington Post looking at the situation and can it happen? Can always happen. Could happen at any time, not just
really
now.
Can.
Yeah, right. The fragility of the economic system as we go out and spend more and more and more, there is, back in 2008, I mean, you can go back through any number of years when there have been problems like this. When recession starts, it's usually always, at least in my memory, because we have overspent. The economy gets hot, as they say, overheated. A lot of people are buying houses, a lot of people are buying cars. But in this circumstance, I don't get, people were buying cars, but they weren't new cars because there weren't any new cars around because of the supply problems that still exist. So what are you buying? You're buying new TV sets, buying furniture? Look at ads, listen to the ads on this program or watch some of the ads on TV. What's the most thing, what are they advertising most? Cars, right? Furniture. That's like number two on the hit parade. And, you know, you go, there are a lot of ads for Walmart and Costco and whatever stores there are. Buy, buy, buy. Spend, spend, spend. And as that happens, people get caught and banks get caught. Businesses get caught. Hopefully, if you're like me in a small business position, you've got enough to ride this out for a couple of months because that's probably as long as it's going to take. I still maintain from everything that I've read, the trending info is that by the time the summer comes around, this is all going to have smoothed out. Don't listen to all the naysayers. I say this every time there's an economic pinch. The newspapers, the television stations are all full of death, doom, and destruction. And we are, hello, after many of these things, there was a Great Depression 100 years ago. People say, oh, that was the 20s. We're spending our way into another depression. Yeah. But we're still here, aren't we? We're here. Hello. We're here. Hi. Hello. We're here. Okay, so the Russians are at it. The Russians are coming. The Russians have been there. So now I'm not sure, did this jet collide with the drone or did it shoot it down?
Oh, yeah. They were menacing this drone for a while because they poured gasoline or some kind of fuel over top of it before taking it down. It was kind of like an interception deal.
Well, so now what happens after this? There was no pilot. It's a drone.
It's just a
machine up in the air. We have these things. You're going to play war games. You're going to get into trouble. The possibility certainly is there that you can get into trouble. But the Russians were asking for it. This was not, as you were suggesting, this wasn't something that was an accident. This was something the Russians were trying to figure out how to knock this thing out of the sky. And so that's what they did. So are tensions greater today between the U.S. and the Russians than they were last week? I don't think so. I think the tensions are there. But the news media would have you believe that things were on the brink of war. That's, I think, a New York Times headline, brink of war. What the hell is that all about? We're not any more on the brink of war than we were a month ago or a year ago. This is all posturing, because Putin has some kind of, in the middle of watching, was I watching it or I read this? I can't remember where I got the information. Putin, who is, according to most sociologists or psychologists, close to being off of his rocker. Hello, there's no news in that. But he's obsessed, apparently, for a lot of different reasons with the Ukraine, more so than he is. He seemed to be obsessed, if you look and read and think, with putting the Soviet Union back together again from the days when Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, thank heavens for that relationship, ended the Cold War and broke up the old Soviet Union. So he grew up in that era as a youngster and became obsessed with it. So that's what all of this is about, his own obsession. Great. Isn't that great, huh? 48 after here on Good Day.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which varies.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio program. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirshner. All right, so a few recalls in the news. Bindle Bottle of Carlsbad, California is recalling Bindle bottles because they contain an area of exposed lead located in the bottom storage compartment of the bottle. If you're not familiar with these are water bottles. These are those reusable water bottles that everybody uses. Bindle, you have Yeti and Stanley Cup and just all these different things. So Bindle Bottle, it's lead.
wood located, that's a little bit gnarly. So unpackaged food stored in the bottom storage compartment of the bottle may have been contaminated by lead and could pose health problems to people or animals eating this contaminated food. People with high blood levels of lead may show no symptoms, but the condition may cause damage to the nervous system and internal organs. Acute lead poisoning may cause a wide range of symptoms, including abdominal pain, muscle weakness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weight loss, so many other things that could also be symptoms of other issues. So this may go unnoticed, and children, especially vulnerable to lead poisoning. These recalled Bindle bottles were distributed nationwide on their website, bindlebottle.com, amazon.com, other distributors and retail stores like any big box store. These are everywhere. And it's basically all of their bottles. If you have one of these products, just go get your money back, and also maybe go get a lead blood test to check your lead levels, because these products come in different sizes. There's 32-ounce, 24-ounce, 20-ounce, and 13-ounce. They are also recalling their 24-ounce bottle that is part of their puppy pack for pets. Yes, so definitely go, if you have this or you know anybody who does, pass this information on, go get checked, go get tested, and definitely go get your money back. Another recall, food recall. This is canned shrimp. Kawasho Foods, they are recalling, voluntarily recalling, one lot of canned geisha medium shrimp in the 4-ounce because of reported swelling, leaking, or bursting cans. This is a possibility that the product has been underprocessed and could lead to potential spoilage and different pathogens. The geisha medium shrimp is packaged in 4-ounce metal cans, and they have a best by date of May 12, 2026. So if you have this, consumers definitely go get your money back. Consumers should not use this product, obviously. Even if it doesn't look or smell spoiled, no illnesses or other situations have been reported to date in connection with this product. Again, this is a voluntary recall. You can contact the company directly, 212-841-7400. That's 212-841-74000. Contact the company directly. You can also email them if talking to human beings on the phone is not your thing. I get that. And the email is info@geishabrand.com. info@geishabrand.com. In other food news, not exactly a recall, but a very unsatisfied customer who straight up turned violent at a Popeye's Louisiana kitchen in Georgia. The Georgia woman had allegedly drove her car into a Popeye's building after finding that biscuits were missing from her order. I have heard that their chicken is something else, and definitely their chicken sandwich is just, like, amazing. I had no idea that their biscuits really lit up too, because my goodness, she was that mad. I feel like it's one of those things. It clearly was not about the biscuits. So last week, Melinda Miller of Augusta, Georgia, allegedly became incredibly irate at the food item that was missing and was just unsatisfied when staffers fixed it. So here's the thing. She let them know, hey, my biscuits are mixed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.